Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 641 and a quarter unchanged. July, 634 up one. Soft May wheat, 586 and a half, down two and three quarters. July, 590 and a half, now 91, down two and a quarter. March corn, 444 and a quarter up one. July, 453 and a quarter up one. December, 457 and a quarter up a quarter. March soybeans, 1329 and three quarters, up 13 and a half. July, 1293, up 12 and a quarter. November, 1119 and a half, up seven. March soybean meal, 445.70, up 370. March soybean oil, 38.99, up 76. February live cattle, 139.72 and a half, up two and a half. March feeders, 166.85, down seven and a half. February lean hogs, 86.47 and a half. They are up two and one half.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. Among those presenting March 4th at the Beef House, Ag and Investment Services' Sue Martin. Also, Murray Wise will give us his thoughts on 2014 land values, and Jonathan Kopress will take us through the key facts of the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And, of course, our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. It's all just $30, and we'll give you a Continental Breakfast, Beef House Lunch, and commemorative 25th anniversary hat. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your spot, and you'll receive your tickets in the mail. That's 217-333-7300. And thank you very much. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
I want to start today, Dan, with meal, actually, and I'm looking at the March meal chart. We're in the last two trading sessions. We made contract highs and hit 448.80, which is a heck of a number on the meal price. Is the meal driving the beans higher? Is that the engine that is doing this?
Yeah, it's all been protein sources from out of China. They've been big DDG buyers for a protein source. They've been big soybean buyers to crush for a protein source and then exports of soybean meal. So their livestock numbers are up. They're expanding, and they're wanting the soybean meal for a protein source. So that's been the key driving force behind soybeans and as well as corn as DDGs. Now, you know, they frown a little bit at taking these DDGs with this strain, unapproved non-GMO strain, but they need protein sources so much that they're kind of turning their head for at least now. But that could come back and haunt us later. But, yeah, it's all protein source. World needs of protein source throughout the world has been driving soybean meal and soybeans.
Well, the soy meal contracts, soybean meal contracts have been eye-opening on the charts. Where do you think we can go from here?
Well, my cycle work would indicate that we're in a position here during the month of February to kind of climb higher. I don't think it will be a screaming higher move, but I do think we're more back on track to something more seasonal in nature. January was kind of counter-seasonal decline. Now it does look like since the January crop report, and then now maybe we're getting some downward adjustments in the South American corn crop. Wheat demand is up. You could see corn demand, another 1.7 million ton weekly sale this week. Soybeans backed off a little bit, but still selling 500,000 tons is still very strong. So the demand factor in all of these commodities has been much stronger than what everybody had thought maybe 3-4 months ago. That is shrinking balance sheets, or that is shrinking in these stocks levels. And anytime you shrink in these stocks levels, the market has to respond to the upside.
So put that on the meal chart. Could we see another $12?
I'm not next to a meal chart. I'm actually here in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
In the snow here. Freezing, you know what, off like everybody else up here. So I really can't tell you. I just don't have a meal chart in front of you to give you a number. But it's definitely, you know, the price leader in here.
Well, soybeans, it's been straight up as well for the last six sessions and approaching 1339, and that's where the January actually went off the board.
Well, yeah, and beans are more in a recovery stages. We do have a fairly big crop out of South America coming at us. All your private estimates tell us it's got a little bigger here in the past 30 days. But the appetite for China at the moment is just super strong. And South American supplies really haven't become widely available yet to the world market. My guess is the next 45, 60 days we're going to see that. Soybean sales are higher than what USDA has on the books. So probably tomorrow's report, I don't know what they're going to do. My guess is that they'll raise those numbers a little bit and break down carryover on corn. They're going to probably raise corn exports up. They might kick it out of feed and residual, since that number is a little large, rather than lower carryover. But I do think, tomorrow's reports are going to show, you know, increased, demand numbers, across the board.
Turning your attention to corn, we've got just about 45-50 seconds left. A week ago, we talked about the possibility of breaking through that resistance level around 430, and boy has it ever, we got 15 cents about out of it, and now people are even talking about another dime.
I think they're too conservative at a dime. Basically, we're breaking out of a 35 cent trading range that basically started back in November. The bottom end of that range is 406, 410. The top of that range is, you know, 436 to 438. So I think you could probably, you know, add 30 to 35 cents on top of the 36, 38, and that kind of says that you've got a shot at something in the 460s to 470 on the lead futures chart. Now, a lot of times we did break out of that sideways pattern here this week. We might at some point in time have a setback to the point of breakout, and then if that breakout is valid, then it will resume in the direction of the breakout, and then that's when your 465 type objectives would be in play and for a pretty good run.
Thank you, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.